Okay, well, that's no problem. I thought you thought you had to do the work stuff.
Sorry. See, this is a typical, what I call mental, well, this is the last one. So I'm doing more.
And we're gonna.
Would you agree that one day?
One day.
One day, it has to be something worthwhile. And, we'll do it in the church. I just don't think there's enough in it for the other call for us to do. Or is there? You don't think there is for us to do this kind of stuff for me to do? And not that it's that much of a burden.
What's on the surface?
But not any of this stuff for me. It's really worth doing.
Some of it. Both passes probably work well.
What chairman of the cancer group say?
And that is worthwhile because of our war on cancer and Margaret UPS and our friend. That's the only one that's really worthwhile.
You should attend Boys Alive. I'm just going to say we are all in place. I just kind of think on the East percent of this is where we are. The East percent of the has a strong feeling that it's just a gear hit to shit out of me to have a bunch of demonstrators out there. How are you doing?
If Julie's through this afternoon, Julie's going to want you to go.
She's pretty good. She'll
be there at 5.
They announced it. They'll make a point of getting out there.
We haven't announced it.
I don't care who did it. It's been announced.
Yeah, but the word is out.
No, it's been in the paper drawn, so.
Yeah, it's on the wire.
So, it's been announced. So, I don't care. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying it's a fact.
Having announced it, having the word out, people who do want to demonstrate will.
I'm sure
if they can gin up some people out here this fast, they'll gin up some people in Gettysburg in 3 days.
Yeah, that's it. They'll go up in there, not any question.
I think
we just ought to.
Maybe you ought to just leave it there. Saturday night, tell the press school.
Yeah.
Not wait, don't wait till Sunday morning, but wait Saturday night. There's a press school covering in thermal.
Yeah.
Just tell them you changed your mind, you know, but the aid of Camp David, just notify that you changed your mind, you'd be going to the Thurmond Church instead. Or you'd be, better wait till Sunday morning, just go to the Thurmond Church.
I think just go. Just go to the damn church.
You almost have to tell the minister, though.
What do you tell him? Tell him early in the morning. Say that it has to be done.
That's probably Gettysburg minister and Thurmond minister, but he doesn't know both of them first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Wait till
well, they tell them to put it first.
Jody Moody is reaching out.
Have Ziegler come in.
I say,
I want Ziegler to say that the president has not made his plan for Gettysburg beyond and on.
Judge Murphy, if you have it, I missed to say you're going to go to Thurmond.
Hello, Judge Murphy? How are you? Fine. I was just signing some appointments here the other day, and I noted that I was signing the Senate for the nomination of Murray and Irvine and for Thomas Murphy. And I told him, but I said, well, I said, is that Tom Murphy of many years ago? And I thought that it was, so I just wanted you to know that the country owes you a very great debt for your service to the country. And for your service, not only as judge, but in that critical day when you had to take on that tough case. So we have always been thought about you like Whitaker Chambers did. So that was a tough one. It was something we both had to do. I hope you're in good health, are you?
said President, that
they doesn't.
President's plans are not set, that is, if the family is joining him and they have not made their plans for Easter Sunday, they won't. Period.
Ron, you've got to get the press off this ticket on Gettysburg. It's not likely that I'm going to church now. You get it confirmed?
No, sir, I haven't at all.
I have said, I have been, tell them now, wires, to shoot off that ticket.
All right.
That the president is going to campaign.
Right.
And that they have no, they have made their plan yet for.
All right, fine.
For the area, and that, they may go to the president, the church, the president's mother used to go to, or find his parents, or. I mean, I think there's several churches in the area that haven't made their.
Well, I just say, well.
We'll know, we won't know Sunday morning, and we'll give you plenty of time. Now, as far as people covering it, though, they'll have their people up there anyway.
That's right.
They'll follow the pool that they're on or something.
Just a small pool, but this thing worked out, would have worked out great, but I don't know, when you arrived there, apparently, some people were there, but my, the.
Ministers.
We timed this, you know, a couple of press walked by, so you know, but the cameras showed up there at 1 minute, or about, actually, 3 minutes before you walked out, so they didn't attract those guys, in fairness to them.
Well, they didn't, because they arrived before those guys.
White said, he thinks one of the men.
Somebody, one of our people, did the stupid thing of going over there and advancing, and the moment you do, you see, you've got to make it absolutely, did anybody go over there, Bob?
Not to my knowledge, and I'll find out. Nobody, they were under strict orders not to go over there.
See, one Secret Service guy went there twice, that immediately kept them off. They're certain when they have no interest in getting.
No. Well, he would have no interest, but he might knew you were coming.
Huh?
And if he knew you were coming, so if the other ministers on the stage knew you were coming, one of them might have mentioned it to one of the young ministers, and the young minister then organizes his little plaque, because that's what it was.
They were clergy.
In robes, yeah.
But the best thing they could yell is, what they yelled, it's a delivery. No, well.
Going into this piece now.
Well, no one got that.
I know, what they got was the Christ.
Coming out, Christ died for all. Well. So what does that mean to anyone?
I don't mind that, but I'm not going to have an Easter Sunday.
So, right.
Now, on Thurmont, you can sell mine. We just haven't made, I told the press that this was an erroneous story with regard to going to the Gentile church. Would you do that?
Yes, sir.
That's an erroneous story. That's quite a ways off. Just say it.
It's fine.
And we haven't made
it. You'll probably go in. Somewhere. There are several places in the heaven.
One, the president's family is joining the camp, David. They haven't made a decision.
They haven't made a decision yet.
Right, because Mrs. Eisenhower may come up to the camp.
Yeah, they can get into that.
Well, so that the wire story says.
Mrs. Eisenhower?
Yeah, the wire story is a complete rundown on the president's weekend activities. I don't know where it came from, but it has the president and all the first family going up. They're driving over the Eisenhower place in Gettysburg to visit with Mrs. Eisenhower.
Oh,
and then going to the Gettysburg Church.
Wow. That's just true. She did ask our church to go our place for lunch. But I do feel that I've got to get this under control. I think the best thing to do is for you to get them off of the Gettysburg Church.
All right, I will.
And I think in some way, Bob, somebody's got to call the minister up there and say the president's plans are we don't want you to plan them because he's going to decide the plan. I want to be sure the minister knows that I have no plans.
Right.
No plans. And
if I could offer a suggestion, unless you do want to go to the Gettysburg Church, we leave that alone and let the impression be that he is going to the Gettysburg Church and then go to a church around Thurmont.
Well, that was.
One thing I'll do with that is Mrs. Eisenhower, that's her church, that ministry would probably be horribly hurt if everybody planned it, you know, and they all show up.
I think, in effect, that's what you're doing, but what you're saying, all you're doing,
I think you should simply say that the president's not decided. I think we better leave that. We say we don't.
We're fine on that. I said that this morning.
So I should say that, well, if you want to get off of that, you know, get his church because they haven't made any plans.
Fine, I knew that because I even confirmed you going to Camp David. I said I'd let him know at 4 o'clock.
The president.
Well, that's fine, confirm can't be, but let's say the church plan, the family is joining in there, they have the
plans for church, we'll put that on.
Right.
And, they got plans for church later.
Okay.
And we'll let you know Sunday morning.
Right.
Fair enough.
I just...
That?
Well, I'm just wondering, if I say that after a few of these people over here, I'm possibly finding the briefing that they may write that the president changed his reported plans, because I don't know where that other UPI story came from.
Say for background, then, just say for your...
Yeah, I'll go
background for your...
Background,
right.
We'll let you know, I'll handle it that way, without making...
Yeah, tell them where they may have gotten the impression of here's Mrs. Eisner's going to have lunch, actually, with them at Camp David.
Okay,
that's one thing you can do, you can correct that, apparently there's been a little mix-up in the story, they are not going to the farm. That is true, we're not going...
That's the way I handle it, then.
There's Mrs. Eisner's coming up to Camp David.
Could do, have let Julie and David go down to Gettysburg, go to church with Mrs. Eisner, and bring her back up for lunch afterwards. You and Pat going down to Thurman to travel, we got to have Julie do it for the picture. Are you sure you're...
And it would be great to have Mrs. Eisenhower at the...
We ought to have them all in picture.
If Mrs. Eisenhower could come up that way.
Of course, it's just without the entertainment that they had to leave. I don't know, I suppose it would be... Helen Thomas probably called Julie or maybe something.
It was a UPI story.
Huh?
What was a UPI story?
Probably called Julie or somebody, and you say that he got this confused, as I find that he's going to Camp David, but that she is coming up there for lunch. As far as the church plans are concerned, they haven't made them yet. They will make that. We haven't gotten that for you yet, not yet, as soon as we have, but they're getting a little plans in on the church. Well, it'll be in Thurman. I don't know.
Well, I told you, don't call me, I'll call you. That's what I said.
They have the president used to go to the church yard and all sorts of a lot of them around there. I just confused the hell out of it.
Okay.
Then we'll just go. Now, you see, I just feel, Bob, you got it. You got it. Mrs. Eisenhower, that'd be horribly difficult.
If you can, you've got to avoid it. On the other hand, once you get in a church, word is going to be out you're in.
Thurman is a godforsaken place.
Yeah, they can't do anything.
And there's no college there. That's my point. It's going to take them a little time. It's going to be an hour, right? So they're going to come right down to Penn State in an hour. My God, they can ride down to Penn State, Gettysburg, and 18 other colleges over to that damn church. That's my point.
Yeah. Your family is easy, which is a demonstration of that, and Mrs. Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Which is a, you know, way down our intelligence reports that we've got that was leaked. It was leaked, and they're planning a demonstration which would ruin everybody's Easter.
Okay.
So we don't do that either. So we're just going to make sure we'll change. Make a point to Mrs. Eisenhower that she'd like to go to that church some other time.
Yeah, but always on a basis of tradition.
But not now. Sometime when you're at Camp David, you'll just run down at the last minute and go to church with her. That's the safest thing to do. Yeah, just...
I tell you, before you go, you're going. You call Julie on the phone. She's been an astronaut this whole thing. She's
probably on her way out.
No,
I'll see if I can get her. If I can, I'll get her later.
Well, yeah. You think she's on her way?
I'll check.
We call our line in his office on her.
Yeah.
And say, now, Julie, here's the cool, cop. We just got to get this line off. Then she's got a little thermal.
Right.
And we've got a little church there. And we'll find one. I don't really damn much.
No, we've got one. It's a good one. It's a good one where I saw it.
Right. And we've got to go to the Eisenhower Church in Thurman. That's what we want to do. And we just lay it out. The oldest church culture.
Fortunately, Eisenhower went to practically every church there was. So anywhere you go, Eisenhower went.
There were problems in seminary and universities.
Yeah,
I don't know. Without the war, none of those little bastards would study for the ministry. They'd be in business or something. And they have a hell of a guilt complex. They go out there and shut up. And that's the truth. That is the God's truth. You know?
Sure. And it's true of the large baptism pre-minister days.
We have a lot of them are trying to get out.
They're now ministers.
Yeah.
some of them are now ministers.
Where you go? Sergeant.
Yeah, these will have to be hurried.